But I do want to emphasize the point that we have to be helping Egypt right now, which means helping ourselves. If we can help Egypt forward this discussion of how do we achieve our freedom when the state has been captured by the global economy, which is just another word for power. We have to be talking about this all over the globe, because otherwise we're going to be duped by these pundits who tell us to fix the state and that that's the way. Let's just start working on the Constitution. Come on. And so Egypt is accelerating our thought process on this, because, whoa, I mean, it's breathtaking. I mean, it's absolutely breathtaking. Two revolutions in the space of a couple years. I mean, it's like, okay, here's our revolution. We got rid of the dictator. All right, now let's have this democracy. Okay, no, didn't work. Perhaps democracy is a con. And so then they went ahead and called the question, right? We don't want repackaged tyranny. We want democracy. And so now they got nothing else left to give the Egyptian people but divide and conquer. Oh, well, see, tribalism is rearing its ugly head. You know, that's because, you know, we turn against each other because of blah, blah, blah. Or because, you know, the world economy is in such a dilapidated state. There's scarce resources, so we got to fight each other. Blah, blah, blah. So this is not Egypt's problem. This is the problem for global humanity, to see through this con nation state. Or what I'm arguing is, because they've claimed the lexicon, we got to start developing earth terms that cannot be co-opted and undermined that way. That we cannot let them tell us that leisure is having free time. We cannot let them tell us that freedom is anything but freedom from scarcity, having the possession of our own bodies, being able to do what we want when we wake up in the morning. Every single one of us, we have the means. The earth is extremely generous.